Have you listened to the Heather Horticulture Garden program lately? It's on Thursdays at 11:15 on Q92. Listen to Dwayne and Paul on what are the plants of the week and the concerns of the week. Call in your questions and we'll have your answers, or try to answer them anyway, on the air. The Heather Gardening Show, Thursdays on Q92 at 11:15. Don't miss Dwayne and Paul.
We're going to do the garden show. Opening there. We didn't hear from Tiny Tim, Dwayne.
First time in 30 years.
I don't know if he did that on purpose or made a mistake, so we'll have to find out. Well, good morning, Dwayne. How's it going today?
It's good. It's hot out, though. It's been sticky and hot for a long time, so if it's bad on us people, it's also bad on your plants, so don't forget about them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's extremely warm, that's for sure. We need water, right?
We were lucky right before this all started that we did get, 6 to 8 tenths of rain. That helped a lot, but we could use it again.
Yep. I interrupted your lunch, I hear, so sorry about that.
We eat lunch at 11 o'clock because I'm an early riser and I get hungry by that time.
Yeah.
So it's not your fault.
Okay. All right. Well,
I don't think I've ever completed a noon meal in my life.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, as always, we're going to open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden questions for Dwayne. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for a lawn or garden question. I know we have some issues out there because of the heat. And other things, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but give us a call right now.
You bet.
What's our plant of the week, Dwayne?
I found some pictures, and I even sent it to you early, Paul, of a hydrangea plant. Hydrangea, some people call snowball bush, but it's not really. It's that one with, around here has the big white flowers, and they're starting to bloom now. There's a lot of different varieties of them. They bloom all, most of the summer and into the fall. One of my favorite ones, which is a larger one, it's called a white diamond. And it isn't a real tight ball like some of these are. It's more loose and open, and it's very pretty. And you can also get them in blue colors and pink colors. And there's even a red one out now that does do well around here.
And they're pretty, aren't they?
They're very pretty, and they're very easy to grow. And they're just... one of the reasons I picked that is that the olden days, they always say you had to plant your hydrangeas in the shade, but the new, more hybridized one says they'll grow well in the sun. But what I found out, if you plant them in the sun, they need some water when it gets this hot. So I think you should get out there and water some of your shrubs in your trees, and especially your newly planted type items. Probably time to get the water bucket on.
When it's this hot, Dwayne, how much water is too much water when it's this hot?
Much water when it's this hot.
What's that?
I don't think you can get too much water when it's this hot.
Okay. So
If you have a choice, I would water early in the morning because you're using your better use of your water because it doesn't evaporate as fast. And your plant has the water during the heat of the day. So if you water later in the evening, just don't water the leaves, water more on the ground. Because if you water late, you create an environment that you're going to get mildews and fungus type problems. So probably water on the ground.
Okay. All right. So our horticultural concern of the week is still the heat and watering then.
I guess we just talked about it.
That's right. Yeah.
Hot out there, get out and do some watering, and when you water yourself too. Make sure you're drinking too. Take care of it. Again, water early in the morning if you can. If you can't, water when you can, because your plants need it.
Another horticultural concern is the forest fire smoke. We don't have it too bad around here, but does that hurt plants, flowered plants, your garden? The forest fire smoke?
Over the many, many, many thousands of years, The trees and plants actually, if you want to call it, breathe. They have stomata, which are pores that open and shut, and when they take in oxygen, and carbon dioxide, those pores are open, and usually they're open more when there's a front going through, like a storm coming, then they open up so they get that moisture and that type of stuff. Trees smart enough that when the smoke comes through, they're going to close those pores up so it doesn't absorb that. But if you get too much of that smoke and deposit it on the leaves, yeah, it'll affect it because it can't do its photosynthesis and take in the sun as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is, yeah, it does affect plants.
All right. Well, it's affecting a lot of plants.
people.
And people, yeah, that's for sure. It's quite the deal what's happening up there in the Boundary Waters Canoe area, and hopefully they can get it under control quickly. Somebody told me it was mostly all caused by lightning, and that's what started it. So.
And I heard a report this morning that it's probably not going to get under control until it snows.
Yeah, I heard that too. So.
That's not good.
I'm actually planning on going to take my vacation up on the North Shore in a couple weeks, so. We'll see what happens.
I hope it gets better.
All right, let's start with some questions. The phone's ringing here. Actually, this first question, well, it's a relative of yours, Dwayne. I sent you some pictures that she's having issues with. And do you want to read it or you want me to?
You can read it and I'll
okay.
Answer.
Well, she brought in a plant. The plant, she planted it 2 years ago. It gets full sun, good soil, she says, and uses Septimatic this spring, 3-in-1 spray.
Yep.
And fruit tree spray. She watered it, and it still looks like this. And I sent you the picture of it. It's kind of crumbled up, the leaves are.
It's a linden tree, okay?
Yep.
It's a small linden tree. Looked at the leaves, and if people want to look at it, it's on the Facebook page.
Yep.
I think there's more than one thing going on there. The leaves are curled up, and they're brown on the edges. I think some of that, there's more things going on than one. Some of that's the heat, being a small tree, and there's also dark spots on the leaves, and that's probably called leaf spot, which is a fungus-type problem. But I think if you also look at the leaves are yellow, and there's some green veins in there. So She's done well with spraying the 3-in-1. What 3-in-1 means, it's an insecticide, fungicide, miticide. The whole problem is it's neem oil. Neem oil's okay, but it's not a wide spectrum type thing. The fruit tree spray, depends on what kind you're using, is also could be neem oil or an organic spray. I think she might need to get a stronger spray to spray on there. Plus, I would fertilize the ground just to give those trees. I don't think the tree's going to die, but I think you need to amend the soil, too. And for that, I would use tree care solution, and that has a lot of different things that will help us amend the soil.
Okay.
More than one thing going on at this time of the year. The other thing that we haven't talked to, but it's also a concern that I was also going to pick, if your bushes are looking like they're drying up, and besides just the heat, these bugs are sucking all the juices out of it, and you can see the little spider webs around it. And if you're going to spray for that, which I would do, you got to have a miticide. An insecticide doesn't kill a mite, okay? So you got to have a specific thing to kill a mite. So,
okay.
Spider webs, spray it with a miticide.
Okay. And the other question, she has a Mount Ash tree, is that right?
Mount Ash, yes.
She planted it 3 years ago and has struggled with leaf issues the past 2 years. Very few leaves, she said. And she's used the same sprays. She has sprayed leaves with Ortho 3-in-1 and can't read the back. Right in there. But
what's that?
I can't read the writing on the end there, but she's having issues with her ash tree again.
It's a mountain ash, which is, believe it or not, it's not an ash tree. It's a mountain ash, which is completely different. But again, if they're newly planted trees, make sure you mulch the trees. That helps holds in the moisture. Make sure, especially when it's hot, that you water the tree. Also, same answer as the last one. You need probably something a little stronger than that neem oil, that 3-in-1. Get tree care solution, and you fertilize with that and spray it on the tree. I think you'll see some good results.
All right. Just had this called in to us here, Duane. Why are cucumbers shredding their flowers and not setting cucumbers?
Too hot.
Too hot?
Yep.
So how do you correct that?
Cool it down.
Okay. So cucumbers aren't shredding their flowers?
You could mulch, okay, and we've talked about mulching with alfalfa. Uneven watering also affects that. What they're doing is they're aborting their flowers because they don't have the energy to produce the fruit. So plants are smart enough that, hey, I can't do this, so they abort the flowers so they don't have to produce the cucumber. So it's a heat issue. It's also a fertilizer issue. I would definitely, I know it, probably in the heat of the, don't want to fertilize a lot, but you need to get some type of fertilizer on there and keep it evenly moist.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you mentioned fertilizer because that's one of our next questions. This person wants to know, should I fertilize my mature trees?
Yes.
Okay. How do you go about doing that?
Well, I know you know that my son and I started a tree service.
Yep.
You could hire us to do that, or if you want to fertilize your tree, and I think it's very important, especially if you have ash trees, maple trees. You know, if your maples are turning yellow, you definitely need to get some nutrients in there. We have a tree care solution that handles the whole ball of wax, and what you want to do is try to spray it on the leaves as high as you can, spray the trunk of the tree, and then spray underneath the trees because the roots will absorb it and take it up into the tree. Don't do it when it's 100 degrees out, though. Do it early in the morning or late in the evening, or wait till after this weekend when it cools down a little bit.
Okay. All right. This is more of a comment. I had a friend that dug up some potatoes already, and they are looking fabulous, they said.
So. I had Terry Overlander brought me in some potatoes and some peas.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't get any.
Well, I'll come on over. I'll give you some. You'd be enough to feed the whole town, I think.
Potatoes looking good then?
Oh, God, yeah. You can't hardly beat, if you dig those young Norland potatoes, they're about the best in the world.
Okay.
Especially when they're so little and young and great. Hey, I got a couple of announcements.
Yep, go ahead.
Farmers Market in Dawson, and I also know in Cambie and Montevideo is going on this afternoon, too. So it's the first Farmers Market in Dawson, and kind of Mary Berglund and Gloria Castle head that up. It starts today. It's from 3 to 6, and it's at the swimming pool park by the tennis courts. So if you're looking for those new potatoes or peas or, I don't know, tomatoes yet.
Okay.
I have a tomato plant, and I've eaten my tomatoes, so they're here.
All right, yeah, just a note, Montevideo Farmers Market has canceled their farmers market today because of the heat, so there you go. You got 1 minute. You wanted to talk about something going on in Morris. You got 1 minute.
University of Morris Horticulture Night, which is always fun. It's trial gardens up at the University of Morris. It's Thursday, July 30th from 4 to 8 o'clock. They have speakers, they have lunch, it's a fun time, and go up and see all the new plants they have, and there's a lot of good speakers, so again, July 30th from 4 to 8.
Okay, we'll talk about more about that next week, and we had a couple questions called in here we didn't get to, we'll get to them next week, so thanks for calling in the questions today, and thank you, Duane.
Well, thank you, and everybody keep cool, and keep your plants cool, and don't forget about them.
All right, that's Duane Hasted with another garden show from Heather Nursery and Floral, locations in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.
You're listening to Q92 KLQB, Madison, Dawson. It's time for news and live.